tap, 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 as the chisel slowly glides across the creamy white marble, as it is gently hit with a hammer. It begins to form into the shape of an aquatic animal. This slow process of marble engraving required great skill and craftsmanship, and was not easily done. The piece that was just described was a dolphin engraved by hand into a white piece of marble. This piece was made sometime between the time of 350 to 480, somewhere in either Italy or Spain, by an unknown artist. It is very smooth, with a little wear in some of its grooves. The slab also has a Chiro symbol carved into it, which is a Roman symbol meaning good fortune. Also above the dolphin's tail, there appears to be some kind of hook or anchor. Unfortunately, the whole piece isn't there, as it was part of a larger work of art that has been lost. With all the unknowns about this ancient piece of art, it frees me to wonder what it represented. One possibility is that maybe it was some sort of good luck charm for fishermen that year, with the hook and good fortune sign. Or maybe this dolphin didn't represent good fortune, and meant just the opposite of good fortune, utter chaos within the sea. Using marble was very popular during this time period, especially with Mediterranean cultures such as the Greeks and Romans. The smooth, silky appearance of the white marble appealed to wealthy people during this time period. Marble was also readily available. Some more intricate and detailed engravings and sculptures made of marble would be engravings like the ones on the Parthenon in Athens, Greece, showing Athena and Poseidon fighting over Athens. The piece Dolphin is considerably simpler, but still shows great craftsmanship for its time. This well-done piece of artwork showed exquisite detail and craftsmanship, and also represented the common style of marble engraving during that time period. This is Cooper Enyart with another Southwest Bulldog podcast.